理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. It's great to have you with us today as we continue our look at the best of Bangkok. And we've seen a lot so far, haven't we, Steve?
We sure have. That's right. My name is Steve. Hi friends, welcome. First, our author invited us to visit some of the temples, and then we saw a palace with some beautiful architecture.
Then, of course, we visited the peaceful waterways of Bangkok, and we know that there's a beautiful market or a wonderful market there people enjoy visiting, and you can take a long-tail boat on these waterways.
After we got out of the long-tail boat, we got onto the street again, and we had some great snacks.
And now it's time for us to do some shopping. So we hope you'll join us on page 24 in the right-hand column as we talk about shopping in Bangkok.
The best of Bangkok. Shopping in Bangkok. An afternoon should be spent enjoying Thailand's unofficial national sport, shopping. Visit the shopping centers in Siam Square and Pradunam. Avoid the streets and take Bangkok's elevated SkyTrain to get there. Shops selling designer imports, youth fashions, and many other items.Fill the multi-story shopping malls. While you're in the area, visit Jim Thompson's house. This American made Thai silk a hot commodity after World War II. At his home, you'll not only see beautiful silk, but also authentic Thai architecture and Southeast Asian art.
Well, I think some of our listeners have waited for this time when we're talking about the shopping at in Bangkok. It says an afternoon should be spent enjoying Thailand's unofficial national sport, shopping. Now, would you really call that a sport?
You might call it a sport. A sport requires a lot of skill. A sport requires a lot of hard work and practice. And, of course, shopping could require some of those things in Bangkok because there is a lot of great shopping to do.
You know, most places have what we call a national sport, right? It's a sport that everybody loves in that nation. So there may be a national sport, and I don't think it's shopping in Thailand, but I think we're being a little humorous here because people do love it.
That's why we call it the unofficial national sport. It's not an official national sport. In fact, it's not a sport at all, really, but that's what they call it because people come to participate in this thing called shopping.
That's true. Well, it's time for us to ask Liz to help us out with this sentence. It's kind of long, and we want to look at the grammar. Join us.
Hi, Vicky, and a big hello to all of you out there. Welcome to Usage Tips. My name is Liz, and let's take a look at this sentence again. An afternoon should be spent enjoying Thailand's unofficial national sport, shopping.应该花一个下午的时间享受一下泰国非官方的全国运动，逛街购物。我们来看看这一段 to spend some time doing something, 意思就是花时间做某事。这个 spend some time doing something 的句型是一个很实用的句型，不过要记住是在花时间 doing something, 所以动词后面必须加 ing, 比如说我们花了两小时洗车，那么在这两小时之中洗车就是一个进行中的动作，所以当然要加进行式的 ing 形态。我们再来看看别的例句吧。I spent 4 hours typing this report. 我花了四小时打这份报告。或是 He spent a whole day looking for his dog. 他花了一整天时间找他的狗。 或是 I spent a week preparing for this presentation. 我花了一个礼拜时间准备这次的简报。想要更多的例句吗？请各位参考今天的 usage tips. 希望大家会继续好好练习，加油！ And I'll see you again next time. Back to you, Vicky.
Well, students, we hope you found that useful and helpful in your language learning. As we continue on, it says we need to visit the shopping centers in Siam Square and where's this?
I would say Pratunam. And these are two places where you could shop in Bangkok. Two great places to buy stuff. If you want to avoid the streets and all that traffic, the author says, try taking the elevated SkyTrain.
Okay, the elevated SkyTrain. When something is elevated, it's higher than other things. It's lifted up into a higher position.
Okay, the author asks us if we want to avoid the streets. That means if we want to avoid the traffic on the streets. We don't want to avoid the streets themselves, but all the cars, the buses, and that occasional elephant.
Okay, so if we want to avoid that, the clogged streets, then we can take the SkyTrain to get to these markets, or not the markets, but these shopping centers, these areas. And so this might be the best way to get there because you won't take as long.
Right, here the shops are selling designer imports, youth fashions, and many other items which fill the multi-story shopping malls.
So you can take the SkyTrain to these shopping malls, to this area, and it's very convenient. We have a picture, actually, of the SkyTrain here next to this article or next to this section, so you can get an idea of what it really is.
Okay, so these places have designer imports. Designer means big brand names, names that you would recognize. The brand is very fashionable, very popular. Youth fashions, which mean clothes that are popular with young people, and many other items.
Notice it says they fill the multi-story shopping malls. Now, we could just say the two-story shopping malls or the three-story shopping malls, but obviously there are many floors in these shopping malls.
That's one thing that makes them so impressive is that they're really multi-storied. There's many, not just even six or seven, they go up even more than that. So you can get an idea of how much time you need if you go shopping in one of these places. Make sure you reserve a lot of time.
Well, it goes on to say, while you're in the area, you need to visit Jim Thompson's house. Now, this is a very special house. It says, this American made Thai silk a hot commodity after World War II. So he was the one that made this so important or so special.
Okay, he made it a hot commodity. Now, the word hot here simply means very popular. And the commodity word, that means something that you buy or sell. In this case, we're talking about silk.
Right, just an item that you buy or sell. And of course, it is silk. And it says, at this home, you'll not only see beautiful silk, but also authentic Thai architecture and Southeast Asian art. So there are many things that you will enjoy if you visit the Jim Thompson house.
Well, back in the 50s and 60s, Jim Thompson helped to bring new life to the Thai silk industry. As a result, he has been one of the most famous Americans in Thailand, if not Southeast Asia.
Okay. Well, it's time for us now to visit the chat room. Ken and Rachel have something special for you, and then we'll take a short break. Don't go away.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. Today's lesson talks about shopping in Bangkok.
That's right. And Thai silk is a hot item many tourists like to pick up.
I don't get it, Rachel. Why is Thai silk American made?
It's not. Thai silk is Thai made. Where does it say that it's American made?
It says right here, this American made Thai silk a hot commodity after World War II.
Oh, no, Ken. Look at it carefully. There's no hyphen between the words American and made.
So?
So, we're not talking about the adjective American made. American is a noun in that sentence, referring to Jim Thompson.
Oh, so Jim Thompson made Thai silk a hot commodity.
That's right.
所以在这里啊 ,American made 并不是一个复合形容词。如果是一个复合形容词 ,American 和 made 之间应该有一个连字符号。比如说 ,made in Taiwan 的东西是 Taiwanese made, 台湾制造的。在 Taiwanese 和 made 之间有一杠。在这里呢 ,American made 是指这一位 American, Jim Thompson made 使让泰国的丝成为热门商品。Now, the article also mentions authentic Thai architecture and Southeast Asian art. Is there any difference between authentic and genuine?
It's a good question, Ken. Both authentic and genuine mean not counterfeit or copied. Sometimes these words are used interchangeably, but sometimes we tend to use one and not the other in certain situations. For example, we will talk about authentic Thai cuisine,not genuine Thai cuisine, but we would say genuine leather, not authentic leather.
Authentic 和 genuine 都表示真正的、道地的，也就是并不是 counterfeit, 不是假的，不是仿冒的。Okay, it's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be back right after these messages.
Silk is made from silkworms. How many silkworms does it take to produce 1 kilogram of silk? A, about 100. B, about 2,500. C, about 5,500. Silk is made from silkworms. How many silkworms does it take to produce 1 kilogram of silk? C,About 5,500. Wow, that's a lot of worms. No wonder silk is so expensive.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We want to continue with our lesson. We've been talking about shopping in Bangkok.
So if you go to Bangkok, remember to bring your credit card. We're going to leave the malls, but we're going to go to another very interesting place to shop. We're going to take the SkyTrain. Join us now on line 14 as we continue with the reading.
The best of Bangkok. The SkyTrain can also take you to Chatuchak Market. It has more than 8,000 stalls. They sell everything from candles and clothing to fighting fish and pythons. After shopping, visit the 18th century Wat Pho Temple. A school there trains students in the traditional art of massage.You can get a 90-minute massage there for less than the price of a movie ticket in Taipei. As you enjoy your massage, you can reflect on your tour of Bangkok. You'll agree that Bangkok's sights, sounds, smells, and tastes are a feast for the senses.
You know, I think a lot of people enjoy shopping at malls, but I think what really attracts most people in a place like this would be the local markets.
Right. I think at the local markets, you have more of a chance to barter for the price. Maybe you can lower the price, whereas in the malls, the price is probably fixed.
Now, Steve, we mentioned a market here. Did you go to this market?
I don't remember going to this market. I think I would have remembered it if I had gone. It's so big, it's vast, it's huge. It says the SkyTrain can take you there. It's called Chatuchak Market. It has more than 8,000 stalls, so you can probably find just about anything you want there.
When we think about a stall or we talk about a stall, we're talking about a very small little store, shop. Usually it's not a permanent place. It's something that's been set up to sell something. And so there are 8,000 of these. Amazing. You could shop for days, I think.
I think you could. Imagine if you stopped at one minute at each stall. How long would that take? Wow, a lot of places there. They sell everything from candles and clothing to fighting fish and pythons.So you can buy your pets at this place as well.
You know, sometimes we write something like everything from clothing to fish. But here we've put in all of these things. They sell everything from candles and clothing, it says, to fighting fish and pythons. So we're showing you the vast variety of things that are sold in this market. It's quite amazing.
I don't really know what fighting fish are. I know... I've heard of piranhas. They eat other fish, but fighting fish, maybe they train them somehow to fight. So that's something I've never seen before. And pythons, of course, are those huge, huge, long snakes. They're not poisonous, but if they wrap themselves around something, they can squeeze it really tight and suffocate it.
That's right. That's how they kill their prey. They don't kill them with the venom. They're not poisonous, as you said, Steve, but they are very powerful, very strong, and they're very long. So if they do wrap themselves around a person, they could even kill a person.
Yeah, I wonder if they've ever wrapped themselves around a shopper.
I don't think I'd want to find out.
Well, after shopping, visit the 18th century Wat Po Temple. There's a school there that trains students in the traditional art of massage. And this is another thing that makes Thailand very, very famous, is the art of massage.
Okay, so this is another temple, but there's a school there, and this school specializes in training these students to do this massage. Notice it says the traditional art of massage. Now, often we talk about the art of something, the art of communication. It means that there's a special skill required, a special talent of some kind to be able to do something. In this case, we're talking about doing massage.
Well, this is one place I do remember going to, Vicki. This is a great place to go. If you want to relax, you lay down and there's a woman or a man there who can really massage your back and your legs, and it's really comfortable and it's inexpensive too.
That's right. Again, massage is simply to rub the muscles, to try to relax the muscles so that you feel less tense. Let's review that word right now in today's skit.
Thank you, Joyce.
Boss, there's someone waiting outside for you. He says he wants to give you a massage.
A massage? Jenkins, I don't want a massage.
He says it's really important. And I agree. A massage can help you relax.
Well, that's true. But come on.
I think if you get a massage, you'll feel better. And you'll work better, too.
Well, I don't have time for a massage.
Come on, you'll really enjoy it. He'll come in, and he'll rub your shoulders, and he'll rub your back, and he'll rub your arms. It'll feel so good.
Oh, Jenkins. Okay, well, maybe a massage would be nice.
Nice? It'd be wonderful.
Okay, call this guy in and tell him to come in and give me my massage.
All right. Send him in.
Mr. Smith, I have a message just for you.
Message?
Oh, I'm sorry. I really thought he said massage.
Okay, as you can see, you need to be careful with this word. It's pronounced massage, not message, okay?
It can be confusing. Well, as I said before, they are quite inexpensive. You can get a 90-minute massage there for less than the price of a movie ticket in Taipei.
Hmm.
And movies generally run about 90 minutes. So what would you rather do? Spend the money on a massage or a movie?
That's an easy one.
Easy.
Yes, the massage, definitely. But what would be ideal, you know, is if you could get a massage and watch a movie at the same time.
At the same time. I thought of that, too.
Okay. Well, as it goes on, it says, as you enjoy your massage, you can reflect on your tour of Bangkok. Now, when you reflect, you just think about it. You think about what happened. And it says, you'll agree that Bangkok's sights, sounds, smells, and tastes are a feast for the senses.
Now, don't forget about the sense of touch, because you've just had a 90-minute massage to think about.
That's right. Those are the five senses that we often talk about. And it says these are a feast for the senses. So when we talk about this, it just means that they provide a lot of pleasure. When I think about a feast, I think about something that provides great pleasure or satisfaction.
Right. You can have a feast, something you eat, but there's also a feast for the eyes, something that's really beautiful to look at, something that gives you great pleasure and satisfaction.
Well, let's take another look at Bangkok and then review our lesson. Join us.
Thank you.
Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们来看 elevated 这个形容词。它是从 elevate, 抬高或提高这个动词的过去分词衍生出来的。形容词 elevated 是指高于周围的或者是架高的。例如 an elevated highway, 高架高速公路。或者是 elevated railway, 高架铁路。Elevated 也指高的。例如 Tiffany holds an elevated position in the company. Tiffany 在公司担任重要的职务。接下来我们看的是 commodity 这个名词，注意它的重音在第二音节，念成 commodity。 commodity 是指商品或者货品，特别是原料，例如农产品、矿物、石油或者是纺织品等等。 commodity 也指有用或有价值的事物，例如 his sales ability is an important commodity for the company， 他的销售能力是公司重要的资产。最后我们看 massage 这个名词，注意它第一个 a 发 a 的音，第二个 a 发 r 的音，念成 massage。 massage 是指按摩或推拿，例如 massages can relieve muscle pain， 按摩可以减轻肌肉酸痛。 massage 也可以当动词，例如 she massaged his sore neck with massage oil， 她用按摩油按摩她酸痛的脖子。注意 massage 常常会和留言 message 这个字混淆，注意 message 的 m 后面是 e 而不是 a。 And let's review our keywords again in the word bank.
Elevated. From the elevated walkway, you can see the rooftops of some buildings. Commodity.Thailand sells rice, rubber, and other commodities abroad. Python. Look at that python. It's over 3 meters long. Massage. After a long day at work, a massage can be very relaxing. Feast. This beautiful painting is a feast for the eyes.
The Best of Bangkok. Shopping in Bangkok. An afternoon should be spent enjoying Thailand's unofficial national sport, shopping. Visit the shopping centers in Siam Square and Pradunam. Avoid the streets and take Bangkok's elevated SkyTrain to get there. Shops selling designer imports, youth fashions, and many other items.Fill the multi-story shopping malls. While you're in the area, visit Jim Thompson's house. This American made Thai silk a hot commodity after World War II. At his home, you'll not only see beautiful silk, but also authentic Thai architecture and Southeast Asian art. The SkyTrain can also take you to Chatuchak Market.It has more than 8,000 stalls. They sell everything from candles and clothing to fighting fish and pythons. After shopping, visit the 18th century Wat Pho Temple. A school there trains students in the traditional art of massage. You can get a 90-minute massage there for less than the price of a movie ticket in Taipei. As you enjoy your massage,You can reflect on your tour of Bangkok. You'll agree that Bangkok's sights, sounds, smells, and tastes are a feast for the senses.
Well, students, we hope you enjoyed our look at Bangkok. We'll have a new lesson for you next time.
Thanks for watching, everybody, and listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.